With that, I hand over to our CEO, Lawrence MacDougall.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. As Navashi said, my name is Lawrence MacDougall. I am the CEO of Tiger Brands, of which Enterprise is one of our divisions. Firstly, thank you for making yourself available at such short notice. And I just wanted to thank you for that, and also just to say to you that it's in the interest of openness and transparency that we wanted to meet with you at short notice. And we understand, you know, after the announcement on Sunday, it's only a few days, but we felt it's essential to provide you with a platform whereby you can ask us a few questions and we can give you some update. At the outset, I think it's important to state that we fully acknowledge that we're dealing with a very, very serious issue that pertains to people's health and the well-being of our population in South Africa. And we want to provide you with the assurance that we're dealing with this matter with the utmost urgency and priority within our business. Any loss of life is tragic. And in South Africa, as South African citizens, as family members, and as a father in the community, we are all concerned about the outbreak of listeriosis in our country. And as the CEO of Tiger Brands, it is devastating for me to have our products linked to this outbreak. Food safety remains our utmost priority at Enterprise Foods, and we'll talk specifically about Enterprise Foods today, where we place consumers' health and safety above all else. Therefore, we've taken immediate action and corrective steps with all the recent developments. And I would like to share some of those developments with you this afternoon so that you're fully aware of what we've been dealing with. So let me start by sharing with you how things have evolved. There's been a lot of concerns and questions asked about the actions Enterprise Foods has taken since the detection of listeria in sample products on the 14th of February. I can assure you that the commitment to this process has been solid and want to clearly define the steps that we have taken since this detection. The outbreak was confirmed in December, if you remember, by the Department of Health, and a request to the industry by the DG of Health in December, as you remember, was we've amplified our testing for listeria of both raw materials, finished goods, and introduced additional testing of our processes. Equipment, storage, waste areas have all been covered at the facilities where we process meats. This is over and above our general rigorous processes and strict controls that are in place. To give you some insight, Enterprise Foods follows stringent protocols for the manufacture of quality food products. This includes monitoring and testing for the detection and management of pathogens, viruses, and bacteria, including listeria. Our protocols are based on SANS 885 guideline and retailer specifications, amongst others. At the Enterprise Foods facility, we have fully certified food safety management system in place, which is certified by an external independent international certification body, DQS. Furthermore, we have our own micro laboratories on site and make extensive use of external SANUS accredited micro laboratories for verification and product testing. Now let me share with you some of the timeline of how things have evolved over the recent time. On the 2nd of February, a delegation of officials from the National Department of Health, local and provincial Department of Health officials, and the NICD, including international members from the World Health Organization, visited our Polokwane factory as part of an industry-wide visit to manufacturing facilities. The delegation took over 400 environmental swabs in the factory, as well as 9 product samples produced at the facility, obviously. At the same time, we replicated the sampling on the 3rd of February, and all these results came back negative for our products. Given our amplified testing, we subsequently detected low levels of Listeria in our product. And I just want to emphasize low levels. This was on the 14th of February. We took immediate precautionary measures, which included immediately halting production of the affected product, quarantine all affected product that we had within our distribution center, and withdrawing all of the affected product batch manufactured on that certain date from the trade. We also introduced new measures to further improve any area of our facility where there could have been surface contamination, like in cooling baths that are used to cool off the polonium after it is manufactured. We also heightened our testing to every hour of every product produced and also enhanced our environmental cleaning regime. Samples were all sent for further DNA testing to determine the strain of the bacteria as well. Critically, we immediately reached out to the delegation that visited our Polokwane facility on the 2nd of February, as Enterprise had committed to sharing any information on Listeria and as had been requested, as I mentioned earlier. So on the 23rd of February, we met with the National Department of Health and the NICD to share with them our findings and corrective measures that we had instituted post the visit and past our findings. Furthermore, given the heightened awareness around listeriosis, we also committed to immediately withdrawing any product that had a positive detection for Listeria, even at the very low levels of less than 10 CFUs. They informed us that the Capricorn municipality would share the results of the testing done on the 2nd of February. So they made that commitment to us. At the meeting with the municipality, which was then held on the 27th of February, we were informed that approximately 40% of the environmental swabs came back positive for Listeria detection. It is important to note that no products had any positive detection for Listeria. The municipality was satisfied with the level of rigor and the outcomes of our subsequent test results. So let's fast forward then to the Minister's announcement on Sunday. The National Department of Health announced that they would be undertaking a press conference to announce the source or sources of Listeria, as you would all be aware. We received that communication the same time as you did. At 12:35, we received a notification order from the NCC just prior to the Minister's briefing to conduct a national recall of three products: Enterprise Frankfurters, Enterprise Smoked Russians, and Enterprise Polony. We are obviously deeply concerned about the detection of Listeria in certain Enterprise ready-to-eat chilled processed meat products and are dealing with the issue with utmost urgency and the highest levels within the organization. As a consumer-conscious organization, we are being extra vigilant and cautious where consumer safety remains our highest priority, and therefore immediate action was taken. And I'd like to share some of that immediate action with you. We immediately suspended operations at both Enterprise manufacturing facilities, both in Polokwane and in Germiston. We halted all supplies to retailers. We've set up a consumer helpline. We're engaging with customers, and we've already engaged with most of them, retailers to ensure that we are able to provide them with the support they require to remove the products from their shelves as a matter of priority. And we will continue undertaking enhanced deep cleaning protocols in all of our facilities. We will continue to work closely with the authorities, including the NCC, to conduct the national recall. Our immediate focus is to ensure that the recall is conducted swiftly. While there have only been three products, and I remind you, three products that the DOH have requested us to recall, as a consumer conscious organization, we are being extra vigilant and cautious, and we are withdrawing all products produced out of those two facilities, way ahead of any expectation from the DOH. So we have taken the decision to conduct a voluntary recall of all the Enterprise ready-to-eat chilled meat products. Just to repeat that. Voluntary recall of all Enterprise ready-to-eat chilled products. We confirm that any consumers who have brought and still have these products will be refunded on returning these products to their place of purchase. These new measures are intended to mitigate any further risks and are a demonstration of our absolute commitment to the health and safety of our consumers and to zero tolerance of any potential health risk in our food production processes. As we conclude, once again, any loss of life is tragic. We are all very concerned about the outbreak of listeriosis in our country, and as CEO of Tiger Brands, it is devastating that our products have been linked to this outbreak. The public concern, anger in some cases, and uncertainty around this disease is completely understandable. And therefore, we want to reassure you, the public, that we are doing everything we can. We are leaving no stone unturned, and we are working tirelessly to ensure that we get to the bottom of the cause and detection of this outbreak. We have brought in independent experts on listeriosis to work with us and provide scientific expertise that will be required to get to the bottom of this going forward. We are fully committed to partnering with government, as we have thus far, and to continue engaging with other experts on listeria. We need to support the eradication of listeria in South Africa and be an integral party to this. We have acted swiftly. We've observed high standards of quality assurance, and we will do what must be done to minimize the risk and prevent the outbreak of going any further. So we just want to give you that assurance. We have acted way ahead of any expectations of the DOH and will commit to you that we will continue to do so to protect the health and safety of our consumers as we move forward with the detection and eradication of listeria in South Africa. Okay, thank you.